Good day, and welcome back to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we bring you a spectrum of financial updates that continue to shape the Australian business landscape. Let's kick things off with the news on efforts to expand local financial services reach. AZID Sestante, a player in Next Generation Advisory, has bolstered its strategic ranks with the addition of Antonio Valiente. Previously known for his leadership at Fitzpatrick's Financial Group, Valiente gets set to steer AZID Sestante's business development ambitions. Tapping into his breadth of experience garnered at ANZ, IPAC Securities, and Zurich, the company is poised to extend its supportive arm to financial advisory firms during times of economic unpredictability. Shifting the discussion towards superannuation, delays in reforming the super payment schedules are triggering considerable financial defaults for Australian workers. With super contributions remaining a quarterly affair and the shift to payday contributions only anticipated by mid-2026, it paints a grim picture of lost potential savings. To put it in numbers, Australians missed out on an astounding $41.6 billion over a decade, as highlighted by the Super Members Council. Continual push from industry players and promises from the Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones indicate the possible introduction of a modernized system, much awaited by stakeholders. Meanwhile, businesses are currently heaving a sigh of relief as an international downturn in insurance rates has been noted. Marsh's Commercial Price Monitor showed an 8% decrease in the Australia-Pacific region, leading the global trend. The global businesses capture much-needed respite, as this marks the second consecutive quarter of rate decline, despite a still challenging casualty sector in the United States. In a bit of a roller coaster, the Australian share market faced notable unrest as it opened to the news of President Donald Trump proposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports, wiping off $15 billion. Despite a partial recovery, economists caution against broader effects on the Australian market with potential tremors in the Chinese economy. Amidst the upheaval, BlueScope Steel emerged as a somewhat surprise winner, courtesy of its solid U.S. operations. In conclusion, as international and domestic factors transpire, it is evident that Australian businesses and consumers are in the midst of dynamic financial shifts. It's essential to keep pace with these changes for the sake of sound monetary decisions and future planning. I'm Paige Estratori, keeping you updated on behalf of Financial Services Online. Always at your aid for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, informed decisions today make for a stronger financial tomorrow.